You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Kia ora e te whānau e whakarongo ana koutou, ki te reo irirangi, e wita kaumarema BFM. My name is Rachel, you're on the BFM Breakfast Show and we've got some guests in the studio. We have got Sherry Zhang, morena, how are you?
Morena.
You'll be a familiar voice to some BFM listeners from your years on the
for
news
some,
team.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was a Wednesday morning girl.
Nice.
Monday morning? I don't know.
Well, it's nice to have you.
It's Monday today. So.
It's nice to have you back in the studio in a very different capacity, which we'll talk about in a second. But also, kia ora to Sonia. How are you?
How's it going?
Hey, it's so nice to have you in here this morning.
You.
Now, you two are part of this new arts collective called Ahua, which is an amazing, queer BIPOC organisation that is platforming artists, takatāpui artists especially, and kind of like creating this space for people to be, bouncing off each other's ideas and using their own careers, getting a bit of a lift through there. I want to ask you a little bit more about the collective in a second, but do you want to introduce yourselves and your own practices a wee bit first? Sherry, should we start with you?
Yeah, so once upon a time I was a BFM girl, but have left and now I'm working as a writer / editor with Ahua Collective, so I'll be doing profiles on the 12 artists over the next kind of 12 months, basically, having a chat with them, interviewing them, supporting them and telling a story about their experience and their arts practice. And so I kind of currently work in a bit of journalism and a bit of theatre at the moment. It's what I dabble in.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Sonia, what's your arts background and what's your involvement with Ahua?
Yeah, so I'm the creator of Ahua. It really began with my own journey, with my own takatāpui tanga. But my arts background is in design. I'm currently a digital designer with digital experiences.
Yeah. Awesome. So you are the creator, as you say, of Ahua.
Yes.
What was the idea behind creating this collective for you, and why did you feel like it was something that needed to exist?
The lack of representation in the industry, the lack of safe spaces made for our people to really explore their creative expression, explore their identity. It just felt like there was a lack of all of that. It feels like spaces made for us are minimal by design. Mm. And so this is intentionally made for our people to be able to, you know, feel empowered and be celebrated and be paid.
And be paid, that's a big one, eh?
Absolutely.
You guys just got a massive grant from CNZ, which is
super
awesome. Yeah, we love a bit of public funding going on.
Yeah. Screamed when Sonia texted me, I was like, holy moly.
Yes.
And so that's great, because that is going to mean that people get paid and you are able to do this mahi and you know, not have to do the classic arts thing of like be working 16 million jobs at the same time.
Yeah, it's not just about exposure. These are really good artists. We're not just creating these artists out of thin air. They're all either established or someone up and coming, but their work is really top tier. So they need to be celebrated and they need that space. So.
Totally, yeah. And tell us a little bit about some of the other people that are in your kind of creative team, because I see you've got, you know, Patti Tyrell, who might be someone that people are familiar with from work with Fafswag and wonderful photographs that, you know, have been in the Auckland Art Gallery and lots of, you know, major cultural institutions. Who else is in your crew there?
We also have Tallulah, an amazing makeup artist, because our collaborations will be based around kind of portraying their work in a digital space, kind of making it really interactive on our digital magazine. Tallulah will be working on the makeup, and then we also have Anuksha Narayan, who will be our stylist. That's basically our team.
So you've got this like cool as crew, and you're sort of, I guess, using cool this group to platform and highlight and celebrate your people who come to you and are part of the collective. So who are some of these artists that you've got coming on board in Ahua at the moment?
We've got some amazing artists. We've got Hohua Kurine, known for his photography, just did a really nice piece collaborating with Yoruba. We have Aturangi Anderson, who's a really incredible painter. Can't wait to showcase some of her mahi. We have Sam Bailey, also known, another takatāpui artist, known for his photography, but he's actually working with a bit of mixed media. Sara Moana, an amazing illustrator. I've seen a preview of her work, so I'm really excited to hang out.
Yeah, she's got some spicy stuff on Instagram that people might have seen floating around.
I think she did a few illustrations that got kind of big over the pandemic as well. A lot of people reposting them and sharing them and stuff.
Yeah, really relatable kind of work. So
Yeah, totally.
Cool.
These are like amazing artists, as you say. You know, not only are you giving these people a space to, I guess, like propel from where they already are, but like, you know, a lot of these people are really established already, and it's about creating that kind of like community sense. Sherry, what do you sort of see as your role in this, with this writing that you're doing about these practitioners? How is that going to fit in?
Like, I'm really excited to like get to know them. I honestly have a crush on all of them, and I'm in awe of them. They're just so incredible people. But I see my role as in, you know, how can I facilitate a safe space where they feel comfortable to share as much as they want about their background and their practice. Mm. And I guess, you know, in mainstream media, we often see certain narratives, certain stories being uplifted more than others, right? So it's really about leveling that out and being like, hey, the agency is here. I'm here to help you kind of craft that story. And, you know, what questions can I ask that can prompt you to make you reflect and make us reflect? And, you know, I feel like the power is very much, you know, it's a collaborative process. I kind of see that as my role, rather than trying to, I don't know, grill them. It's more about like, how can we have a good yarn?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And I mean, the thing that I think is really awesome is this is quite accessible for people. Your Instagram is extremely like informative. It's a great way to kind of connect. We are in this new age where people want to know about the artist as much as they want to know about their artwork. And particularly when it comes to works and artists that are coming from marginalized identities and backgrounds, to be able to connect with people through the like internet as well as in these physical spaces is really important. Tell us a wee bit about the exhibition that's coming up, Sonia.
Yeah, so the opening night is tomorrow evening from 6 p.m. It's at Mercury Plaza Gallery on Cross Street, so come through. Also, the exhibition will be hanging until the 29th next Saturday. Is that a Saturday? Yeah.
I think so, yeah. Yes. Cool. Yeah, mean. So there's a bunch of time to go and check it out, but the opening is always a really cool time to like meet some people in the scene as well, eh?
Yeah, our artists will be there, so they can kind of talk to their work a bit more. So we hope you'll come through, you know, share the space with us. It'll be fun. It's a launch party, so yeah. come party with us.
Yeah. Hard out, yeah. So if people want to follow you guys online, where's the best places to go as well?
It's Instagram, Ahua Collective, and we've also got a Facebook, but I don't know, who's really on Facebook these days?
I'm not good at Facebook, so it's lacking in that space.
But yeah, Instagram, and then our website as well, ahua.nz, is that the...
Yes. Ahua.nz.
And we're kind of launching that in the next few days.
And on the website, we'll also be promoting, you know, a bit more about our community, different podcasts, different musicians. You can stream some music there. It'll be kind of like a little fun hub for, you know, everything queer, creative, and POC.
Awesome. That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Sonia and Sherry, for coming in and chatting to us about Ahua this morning. And enjoy the exhibition opening tomorrow. It'll be a really cool night. See you on Cross Street.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.